From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Now to signs of life today in Kyrgyzstan's second largest city, Osh, after days of ethnic violence. Thousands of Uzbeks have left the city, fleeing gangs of armed Kyrgyz. The remaining residents from both communities have been hiding indoors, waiting for the shooting to end. Well, today many left their homes looking for food, loved ones, or a way out of the devastated city. From Osh, NPR's David Green reports.
After another tense night with the sound of explosions around the city, morning broke today and the people of Osh decided to emerge in force. But for many, it was only to begin a journey away from a city that is largely in ruins.
My name is Oksana. I am 26 years old.
I found Oksana Sliminova at a makeshift encampment near City Hall. She, along with many others, was waiting for a bus to the airport and then a flight to the capital, Bishkek.
I want to ask, if you go to Bishkek, can you take us with? Is it impossible? Impossible.
That's the sad reality here. Now many Kyrgyz are joining the tens of thousands of Uzbeks who fled from Osh and the surrounding region. But today's calmer atmosphere did offer many a chance to search for people lost. City officials are worried many ethnic Uzbek and Kyrgyz are behind what you may call enemy lines in this ethnic conflict. City officials are actually encouraging hostage trades. Almaz Alukulov has a brother he believes is being held in an Uzbek neighborhood. We just now delivered peacefully some Uzbeks, he said. 10, maybe 15 Uzbeks for one Kyrgyz. I sent 15 women in a bus after they promised to give back our brother, but they haven't. Around Osh, the military presence seems to be growing. There are checkpoints all over town, and armored vehicles patrol the still littered streets. Sometimes the vehicles speed past a neighborhood still in hiding, barricaded off by fallen trees, like this small street I found after walking around a truck and through some bushes. There were maybe two dozen people, Kyrgyz, Uzbek, Russian, chatting over tea, munching apples from their orchards, talking about how they remain scared. Despite this growing sense of calm, there are still reports of sniper attacks. Some Uzbek enclaves have been hit by gunfire in recent days. Here, it's defense with no weapons. At least that's what Bakhtiar Salidzamov said. He's Uzbek and the leader of this tiny neighborhood of a few hundred people. When people approach our street, he said, if they are Kyrgyz, then we send our Kyrgyz neighbor to talk to them. They go there to sort of cover us Uzbeks. They explain to them, just go, because we all live here together. But if Uzbeks come, then we go talk. From morning till night, he said, we stay here on duty. This is our street. Salidzanov is Uzbek. His friend standing with him is Kyrgyz, Abdulmoment Jodushov.
Maybe during one month, you see trust between Kyrgyz and Uzbek in this concrete street. We don't lost. Still, we trust each other.
Jodushov said it will take years to reestablish that trust in other neighborhoods of the city.
Maybe 2 years in order to establish the trust between the peoples.
And only then could this city truly feel normal again. David Green, NPR News, Osh, Kyrgyzstan.